Ein Gespräch mit Dan Spanner und Helen Tate von den Spanner Jazz Punks über ihren Auftritt auf der 25. Sabernale und über ihre weiteren Pläne.
Yeah, sitting backstage at the Sabernale, I have Dan Spanner and Helen Tate of the Spanner Jazz Punks with me. And we just yesterday had an absolute awesome set that the Spanner Jazz Punks performed here. The audience was just shouting for more.
Very happy audience, yeah, weren't they?
Yeah. I think you were the first band that day that was allowed to do an encore. How did you?
We demanded an encore. We tried not to. We very much apologized and told them we could not do an encore, and they absolutely insisted. It's lovely.
Moment. Yeah, and yeah. So you were the first that
That's good.
That really made the crowd do it.
Hey.
So.
Das Publikum hat uns ja zu einer Zugabe gezwungen. Wir haben wegen des engen Zeitplans intensiv versucht, aus dieser Nummer herauszukommen und uns dafür entschuldigt, dass wir keine Zugabe geben können. Aber es hat alles nichts genutzt.
You've come from the UK here. Do you have any other concerts around? Did you manage to build a little tour around this show here?
No, we are straight from England and back to England. Tomorrow, just a one-off show here in mainland Europe. Maybe next year we'll play some more dates.
But yeah, hopefully.
We're very unknown out here in Germany.
Yeah, let's hope that will change. Yeah. We have to bring your music over from the island.
Well, we sold a lot of CDs, so
yeah, that's a good
that's
start.
Good start. Yeah, yeah.
We'd love to play in Germany more, and Netherlands and mainland Europe. You know, we think that the music works really well here, maybe more so than in the UK in some respects.
Wir sind direkt aus England zur Sabernale gekommen und werden morgen auch wieder direkt nach Hause fahren. Vielleicht schaffen wir es, nächstes Jahr ein paar mehr Konzerte in Europa zu geben, aber wir sind außerhalb Englands noch sehr unbekannt. Allerdings haben wir hier eine Menge CDs verkauft, vielleicht hilft das ja. Wir wollen unbedingt mehr Konzerte in Deutschland, den Niederlanden und Europa überhaupt geben, weil wir glauben, dass die Musik hier mindestens genauso gut funktioniert wie bei uns in den UK, vielleicht sogar besser.
Helen, you did not only play violin yesterday, as you usually do, you also played the trombone. Were you a bit nervous about that?
Did it show?
No, you didn't. It was absolutely great. We enjoyed it.
I was trying to be the entire horn section on my the other two we didn't bring with us.
So. The other four, I think.
The other four. Well, it does vary.
Last time I saw you, it was a four-piece
horn
section.
Yes, it was. We had George. Yeah. Okay. George, Mike, and Sue.
Okay,
yeah.
So I was trying to be three and one.
Yeah.
Yes, but I don't play trombone so much as violin, and oh, thank you very much.
Auf die Frage, wie es dazu kam, dass sie nicht wie sonst nur Geige, sondern auch Posaune gespielt hat, antwortete Helen, hat man mir meine Nervosität angemerkt? Ich habe versucht, die gesamte Bläsergruppe zu ersetzen, da die anderen leider nicht mitkommen konnten.
So, what are your plans with the Spanner Jazz Punks in the near future?
We're going into the studio later on this August to record, to make a start on actually two albums. We're just recording a lot of material that's ready to go, and so we're booked into a studio. We're just going to start working on all of that and rehearsing up a new show. We did a special show here at Sabernale, and we've got some ideas for another story. And so we're going to work on that, build some new material, try and set up some gigs for next year. So we haven't got any next year yet. We need to get out here, do festivals. Festivals, really, really good fun playing at festivals. Such a good feeling. Yeah.
Wir gehen im August ins Studio und werden an zwei neuen Alben arbeiten. Parallel dazu arbeiten wir an einer neuen Show. Für die Sabernale haben wir eine spezielle Show zusammengestellt und jetzt arbeiten wir an einer neuen Story. Außerdem versuchen wir, neue Auftritte für das kommende Jahr zu bekommen, vorzugsweise auf Festivals, weil es einfach besonders viel Spaß macht, auf Festivals zu spielen.
Talking about the stories that your concerts are telling, how do you develop such a show where there is a thread through it, and you're not just a cover band or something.
Yeah,
you're really mixing different styles, different.
Well, I think everyone, well, most people, I think, listen to more than one type of music. Or they maybe not listen to one type of music, but like music from different styles. And most bands don't really do that. But it's such good fun to be able to play lots of different sorts of music. You know, lots of music that I like. I like to incorporate and be able to play. So I think telling a story really helps to... If you're playing for an hour and you play a bunch of songs, I find it more difficult to get deep into the music. Whereas if you've got a thread running through, something that maybe the audience don't understand, but you certainly do, it helps you to engage the audience. Certainly engages us, doesn't it?
And you really made it, yeah?
Good, yeah.
Zu der besonderen Art, ihre Musik als eine Art Geschichte mit einem roten Faden zu präsentieren, erklärt Dan, die meisten Menschen hören mehr als nur eine Art Musik oder beschäftigen sich mit unterschiedlichen Stilrichtungen. Die meisten Bands hingegen spielen aber nur ihren einen Stil. Mir macht es unheimlich viel Spaß, unterschiedliche Arten von Musik zu spielen und Stilrichtungen, die mir gefallen, miteinander zu verknüpfen. Wenn ich eine Stunde lang spiele, ist es manchmal schwierig, richtig in die Musik einzutauchen. Wenn ich hingegen einen roten Faden habe, der sich durch die Show zieht, auch wenn er für das Publikum nicht unbedingt erkennbar ist, dann hilft es mir dabei, das Publikum einzubeziehen. Dadurch entwickelt sich in unseren Konzerten immer ein Dialog zwischen uns und dem Publikum.
You are not only playing with the Spanner Jazz Punks. There are
a few Spanner projects,
more Spanner projects. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a big band that runs. We've got a residency. We play every week in a quite a small venue in London. We have 16-piece big band playing Count Basie, Buddy Rich style big band swing. That's good fun. But we're actually, when we get back to London in the next couple of days, we've got a string of dates with Spanner Trouvert, which is a 4-piece medieval ensemble. Playing recorders and this fife, I'm playing this music from medieval times, Sephardic music. We've got a harp player, harp and accordion, violin, viola, a whole host of instruments. But yeah, we're playing in some in the West Country in England
and France.
Oh yes, that's right. We're going to France.
Oh, great.
Abgesehen von den Jazzpunks existieren noch weitere Spanner-Projekte, wie die Spanner Big Band, eine 16-köpfige Gruppe, die sich dem Swing von Count Basie und Buddy Rich verschrieben hat und wöchentlich in einem kleinen Laden in London spielt. Dann gibt es noch die Spanner Trouvert, ein 4-köpfiges Ensemble, das mit mittelalterlicher Musik und Instrumenten vor allem im Westen Englands und demnächst auch in Frankreich auftritt.
Yeah, so thank you very much. I hope we will see you again at Zappanale, maybe next time with the complete horn section, so you can fill the main stage, maybe.
We did have some thoughts about how it was really nice to be on the little stage because you can really you can connect with the audience much more easily and run around in the audience without it being too far away from the stage.
Die Publikumsnähe der Mystery Stage kam den Spanner Jazz Punks bei ihrer Show sehr entgegen. Falls sie bei einem zukünftigen Auftritt auf der Zappanale mit der vollständigen Bläsergruppe kommen können oder aus anderen Gründen auf der Mainstage auftreten sollten, haben Dan und Helen aber schon einige Ideen, wie sie das Wir hier oben, ihr da unten Gefühl aufbrechen können, die sie sofort zu diskutieren anfingen. Um nicht die ganze Überraschung vorauszunehmen, habe ich mich dann nach kurzer Zeit ausgeblendet.
But there are ways that we could. We were thinking, oh no, what if we were offered a gig on the big stage? Thinking we couldn't possibly do that. But there are ways to sort of break that us and them vibe on the big stage.
It could easily make work, as it is, and bigger, more performers.
Yeah, more performers. We have to negotiate the fee, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
A little. Yeah, bigger stunts. Yeah.
Chainsaw juggling.
Yeah, something in the air would be good.
Yeah, definitely.
Those trucks that you see carrying the bins, the forklift trucks.
Yeah.
They're really very strong, and they can take the weight of a person.
Yeah.
So we could have two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can have one. Yeah. You can have a yellow one, and I can have a green one.
I thought you'd want pink.
Well, I would, but you don't get many pink. Well,
no, we could do it all upside down.
Of course we could. Yeah.
Front and back.
And are developing plans for new projects on the Zeppanale, and I think we will leave them alone. So there is not too much developed before. So thank you very much again, and hope to see you again next, the year after, or whenever.
Cheers.
Thank you.